Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Come on, give me your best Pacino impersonation.
How? Oh,
come on, I know you can do it.
Oh!
Let me, like, say something.
Oh, I thought... Hi, Brian!
That's terrible.
Thank you. I can't do impersonations.
Little Miss Sunshine is what we're talking about today.
Little Lake Theater.
Very good.
Through September 15th.
Now, this was a film, right?
Yes.
And this is a musical based on the film.
Correct.
I'm up to speed.
The film was a really... delightfully quirky film.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it except there was like a big yellow bus or a big yellow car or something.
So what it is, this family, the Hoover family, has a young daughter named Olive who is a participant in the Little Miss Sunshine beauty pageant for girls. So they decide to take a road trip in a broken down Volkswagen van.
Okay, that's what it was. And it's yellow, right?
I can't remember.
I think it's yellow.
I don't know.
The whole branding of that movie, I remember. Yellow.
Well, so. I guess...
Again, I never saw it. Okay, so let's go with it. Yellow.
So this totally dysfunctional family takes this trip in the van. They're struggling with one of their family members, a previous suicide attempt, another, a cocaine addict, another... an aging pervert to the other.
And somehow this is a comedy.
And they're facing bankruptcy. And yes, believe it or not, it is.
No.
And just since you mentioned the movie, this production follows the plot of the movie very, very closely, but it doesn't have the edge that the movie had. The movie was really edgy. This is sort of like Little Miss Sunshine light. You know, just...
a Broadway musical version.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some of the songs were really cute. The lyrics were quirky, and the lyrics were comical and funny, and the characters were weird. really crazy.
Well, I imagine when you're in a car with anybody for that amount of time, you really learn a lot about them.
Well, especially a car that has to be pushed every time you stop, and you want to start again every
That's
time
terrible.
You turn
this
it
sounds
off.
Like hell to me.
It was all done really tongue-in-cheek and really cute.
How did they simulate the car on stage?
They had the front part of, what would you call that? Like the hood? You know, those VW buses with the VW symbol.
Yeah.
And then they had chairs behind it to indicate the rows of seats.
Huh?
And it was pretty effective, I thought. It didn't move, but...
But were you moved? That's what I want to know.
This isn't really a play that's going to move you.
Did you laugh?
I did laugh.
Okay. Well, we've got... All right. Very good.
And I have to point out that... I have to say, the singing was a bit uneven.
Okay. So who stood out in a positive way to you?
Oh, my gosh. Leah Hillgrove was amazing. Her voice is so lovely and so strong and so pure and clear. I just loved her voice, and her acting was phenomenal. She brought really great energy to the stage. And the little girl, they alternate little girls that play Olive. And the day I was there, it was Chloe Griffin. And she, of course, she was adorable. You know, when you get a little kid on stage, your heart just melts. And she was very sweet.
A ray of sunshine, if you will.
She was.
So who is Little Miss Sunshine? Is that Olive?
That's Olive, okay. Played by Chloe. And I don't know, I didn't see the other young girl that plays the part. And Uncle Frank was the one that formerly had tried suicide. And he's played by Chris Martin. And I thought his acting and his character was well developed, and that he did a real good job with that.
Very good.
And those were the standouts for me. And they had live music, which is wonderful. They had a drummer, Rob Fitchett.
Oh, I should hope so, it being a musical.
Well, sometimes they have tape or, you know,
pipe music. Yeah,
but
yeah.
They had Rob Fitchett back from California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's back with Sonny. And he played the drums, and then they had a pianist. So
nice.
That was kind of cool.
Nice.
And they did some little extra lighting things that they normally don't do. So yeah, it was lighthearted, even though there were ridiculously sad things in it.
Mm-hmm.
And those three I thought were really standouts. Really did a good job.
Excellent. Okay. Little Miss Sunshine at Little Lake Theater. What sort of weather function would you compare yourself to? You'd be Little Miss what?
Thunderstorm.
Yeah. Boom, 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 baby. Zap, zap. Like, why do you say that?
Because I'm so unpredictable. I surprise myself. I'm like, did I just do that? Did I just say that?
Well, a thunderstorm, we know it's coming.
No, they come up out of nowhere sometimes.
Yeah.
They just blow in, explode, and blow out.
Well, I'll give you that.
Thank you. Yeah. What would you compare yourself to? What weather?
A light drizzle. I don't know, maybe like a nice fall warm breeze. That's not really me, but that's my favorite thing. That's what
okay.
I like.
All right.
Yeah.
If you like that. How about a blizzard? You get buried. Sometimes you get buried.
A biting icy chill. It's a lot. And it's memorable.
There you go.
And a little bit goes a long way. Yeah, that's me.
A little bit goes a long way. That's not
true. I'll bury you.
That part.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.